This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Again, the telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about the website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just scroll down towards the bottom of the page. In the right corner, you'll see that envelope that says Stay Current, and you can subscribe right there. Something I did a few years ago. It's a nice little handy snapshot of what goes on each week in the market. Also linked to the most recent podcast. Again, you can subscribe right at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. CJ, great to hear from you. Malia, how are you enjoying the weather?
Very much so. It's almost summer officially. Yes.
Almost. And you and I are on the state line, so we've got to watch because we had some pretty nasty weather
fast.
Man, it happens very fast. And we've got an important conversation. And this is it's an interesting one because I've heard this term backdoor conversions when it comes to Roth and 401ks and IRAs, but I'm always like, wait, what? So we're going to talk about that this week and get some great information on that. Another great thing we do as we talk is an opportunity to win a great prize, a $25 gift card this week to Best Buy with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. As we talk about the great conversation, pay attention. Typically, both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show and gives you a little heads up, a little lead on the competition out there to win that prize. So listen closely to the program. And speaking of the Kloss Quiz Question Week, before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so our topic last week dealt with Social Security benefits and how they perhaps will be taxable income for you, a certain percentage of it. So really good topic for those of you who may be starting that benefit here in the next year or two, just to understand there's some taxability to be had on that. So the last week's question revolved around that. If you have joint income of more than $44,000 in 2022, how much of your Social Security income may be taxable? Was it 55% or 85%? And Donna of Madison correctly answered that question. 85% of your income may be taxable. It doesn't mean your tax rate's 85%, but up to 85% may be taxable. So everyone, thank you for listening and calling in, and listen carefully for today's question.
That's a real important distinction as well. And if you missed any part of last week's program, don't forget you can always listen back to the podcasts. I know anytime our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial talk about things like Social Security and taxes, people really love that conversation. They're really engaged. So definitely check out that podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. As mentioned, we're going to be talking about Roth IRAs and 401ks and also backdoor conversions. What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, so this is an exciting topic today. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a bunch about Roths, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, backdoor Roth IRA contributions, Roth conversions. There's a lot of topics here we're going to discuss, but we have to lay the groundwork at the onset here. So we're going to kind of build up to what are these backdoor Roth IRA contributions and then what are Roth conversions. But let's begin by just kind of discussing the history here. So most people have added monies from their paychecks or savings to either traditional retirement plans or pre-tax contributions into traditional IRAs or traditional 401ks. And they do this so that someday when they go to retire, those monies will have grown tax deferred. And then when they take out distributions in retirement, they pay tax at the tax rate that they're in at the point of retirement. So that's kind of traditionally the way that people would save. However, back in 1997, Roth IRAs were introduced. And by the way, I can't remember his name, but it was some congressman or senator with the last name of Roth. So that's where it came from, by the way. But in 1997, this idea of a Roth IRA was introduced and became a way for people to begin saving retirement dollars with after-tax money. So the contributions, unlike what we were used to, where you're using pre-tax money with tax-deferred growth, now these Roths are after-tax contributions. And since the contributions to a Roth are after-tax, it means they're not deductible. And once you start withdrawing the funds in retirement, the money comes out generally tax-free as long as you follow the rules. So think of it as kind of the opposite of the traditional. Traditionally, it was pre-tax savings into a retirement account, tax-deferred with taxable distributions. This is now after-tax contributions with tax-free growth with no tax on the way out. So some things to know about Roth IRAs. No upfront tax deduction when you make a Roth contribution, as we just mentioned, which is not the same as with a traditional IRA. You do pay taxes now. Next thing to know would be that they have the same contribution limits as traditional IRAs. So in 2022, the total amount you can put into all IRAs, traditional or Roth, is $6,000 if you're under the age of 50, or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50 due to that catch-up. And just like with traditional IRAs, you have to have earned income to make a contribution. Now, that term contribution is critical because you can convert without earned income, but you can't make a new contribution without earned income. And earned income, by the way, go look it up online or call our office later if you want to know what earned income is, because it's not passive rental income, by the way. It's not passive business income. It has to be earned income. And if you earn less than the maximum contribution amount, so think I'm 45 years old and I want to make a $6,000 Roth IRA contribution, but I only earned, say, $3,000, I can only contribute up to what I've earned. Or in the case of if you're a non-working spouse, your working spouse may be able to contribute a maximum contribution on your behalf, known as a spousal contribution. So a lot of things going on here, but there's kind of some initial groundwork.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, love to get you on the air right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Learn more about Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. IRS income eligibility limits. Sounds fun, CJ.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure anybody who knows about Roth accounts is going, yeah, but CJ, you haven't talked about the income limits yet. Yes. Hold on, we're getting there. So there are income limits for Roth contributions in 2022. Actually, there are every year. And they depend upon your tax filing status. So think of single, head of household, joint filing jointly. And how much of your modified adjusted gross income there is. So here's some of the numbers. If you're single or head of household, your contributions are allowed with income under $124,000, and they're completely phased out between $129,000 and $144,000. So just think of it as once I get up to about $130,000 as an individual or a head of household, I may or may not be able to do a Roth IRA contribution. If you're married filing jointly, contributions are allowed with income under $204,000, but you get phased out between $204,000 and $214,000. So again, think of it as I can basically do a Roth contribution for myself, maybe even a spouse if I have the earned income to do so, and if my total income is below about $200,000. I just like to use round numbers to make it simple for people. Some other things to know is that Roth distributions are tax-free when you follow the rules. So you can tap your here's what's interesting. When you put money into a Roth, it's after tax, right? So again, my example, I'm $45. I put in $6,000. It's after tax. You can actually remove those contributions at any time without any tax or any penalty, which you should be going, whoa, 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 that's different than with a traditional IRA. That's right. because the Roth money that you put in is after tax. So that original kind of corpus, I can remove at any time without any tax or penalty. But the growth must remain in there until age 59 and a half or 5 years from the point of the initial contribution, whichever comes later. So I would encourage you, a lot of things to know here. You might want to work with your accountant or your financial advisor to make sure you don't step on any landmines along the way. But long story short, you can contribute to a Roth IRA until you file your taxes for the previous year. So people say, hey, I'm not done with my tax return for last year. Can I still make a contribution? And the answer is yes, up until the tax filing deadline, which is typically April 15th or 17th, 18th. You can make a prior year contribution or any time during the calendar year. But again, just remember, Roth accounts, big benefit here is that the after-tax contribution can be removed at any time. And additionally, all of the growth is tax-free as long as you follow the rules.
Fantastic stuff. A really cool option as we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to get to know you. They make it easy. All you got to do is set up an appointment, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you conversation appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Great website, great resource. And the number, 608-442-5637. And if you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. So you have access to a Roth 401k. Should you be contributing to it? We'll get the details from Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And if you got a question, love to get you on the air this morning, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking Roth 401ks this morning. So, if I have access to one, a Roth 401k, should I consider or should somebody consider contributing to one, Malia?
That's a really good question. I'm just laughing because I think all that CJ said the previous spots earlier was follow the rules, follow the rules, follow the rules. So he should listen to himself. So with 401ks and Roth 401ks, I remember really begging a client for the last 10 years, can you please check to see if you have an offering of a Roth in your 401k plan? And he kept on coming back, honestly, for almost 10 years. He goes, nope, I don't have one. And so this year he finally said, guess what? They just offered the opportunity to put some into a Roth in my 401k. And of course, after 10 years, his income is at such a point where it doesn't necessarily make sense for him to take advantage of having a Roth 401k contribution. So it is very interesting that when you have these opportunities to add money to a Roth 401k, you're going to have to really look at your own income situation and see if it makes sense because you're not getting that tax deduction or the reduction in your income that we're looking for. So to back up a little bit, Roth 401ks are employer-sponsored investment savings accounts that give you that opportunity to save for retirement with the after-tax money that CJ talked about. So these were first offered as an option in many plans all the way back to 2006. So that's why we kind of have been looking at companies to continue to add them to the mix of choices. And finally, most companies have greatly ramped up, and this number comes from the Plan Sponsor Council of America, where they say that almost 86% of all companies are now offering that Roth 401k option in their plans. So again, it really depends if you should consider contributing. It depends on your situation, your income level, your current and potential future tax brackets, amongst other things. So what do we need to know about Roth 401ks? And this is really, really interesting, especially after we just spoke about the Roth IRAs. There are no income limits. So this is why why this is a choice place to be able to put some of that money when you're contributing to a Roth type of an account. In the Roth 401k, there are no Roth, no income limits to being able to put money in. Now, there's the maximum contribution amount, of course, that is for all 401ks. So in 2022, the max that you can contribute between a traditional 401k or a Roth is $20,500. That's assuming you're under 50. So $20,500. If you're over 50, you can put the catch-up in there, which brings you up to $27,000. So some people will put 100% of that total contribution into one plan, or maybe they'll put 50% into one plan, 50% into the other. But the point is you can't max it out in both situations. You can't double it up. So when you do retire, you're likely going to roll that Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. And if you don't, this is one of those quirky rules, if you don't, an existing Roth 401k someday will require you to pull RMDs out in the future, currently at age 72. Now, you won't have to pay taxes on those, but again, nobody likes to be forced to take their monies out.
Really interesting and important stuff as we talk with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 445-637, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. So what about Roth conversions, or I've heard the term backdoor Roth? What are we talking about there?
Yeah, so we're going to dig into a little bit of this. So a conversion is actually that you're choosing to pay taxes due today. And believe me, nobody likes to pay those taxes once they do the conversion. So what they look at is your current tax bracket. So when you're looking at putting money, you put money into your contribution into a traditional IRA, and then you place it into a Roth IRA where taxes will never be owed again. So sometimes that's referred to as a backdoor Roth. So why is it called a backdoor? Simply because your income at the time, as CJ mentioned, was too high to qualify to add the money to a Roth IRA on the way in. However, at any time, you can convert money from the traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, and you don't have those same restrictions to income. So that's really, really important. Now, what happens is when you do the conversion for whatever year you choose to do the conversion, suddenly you're going to be paying taxes at that tax bracket now that you have additional income. So let's say I've got $5,000 in a traditional IRA, and I decide I would like that to be growing in a Roth IRA situation. So I'm going to add that $5,000 because that's what I've decided I'm comfortable converting this year. I'm going to add that $5,000 to my current income for the year, and then I will pay taxes at today's tax bracket for that conversion to happen. So what's important here to understand is there's no limit on how much you can convert from tax-deferred savings to your Roth IRA in any single year. So some people say, is this legal? I mean, you know, we're not going to tell you anything illegal to do on this show, but you do need to pay the taxes on any money that you move over. And again, this is where people kind of, it sounds theoretically great until they have to write that check to the IRS. So just keep that in mind. So we look at situations where maybe your income happens to be unusually low in a particular year. So maybe you had a gap in employment. So you could take advantage of that situation by making a Roth conversion during that year. So timing is very, very important. You want to understand those tax implications and speak to your accountant. There's also something interesting is that there's no age limit or earned income requirements that CJ was talking about for doing a Roth conversion. You can complete it at any age. I mean, it should make sense for you. And it may make sense to do it today because likely you might be in a higher tax bracket in the future. And perhaps it may make sense if you don't want to begin taking RMD distributions at age 72. If you did some of that today, you'll have less that you're forced to take out at a later point. Or maybe you're moving to a state with higher state income taxes. Or finally, if you want to leave tax-free inheritance to your heirs, Roth conversions can make sense.
Really good points there. Definitely stuff to remember. And of course, if you ever have questions, 608-442-5637, Kloss Financial. Of course, still got time to get you on the air. And Mike joins us this morning. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial.
All right. Thanks a lot. I hope this isn't off topic. Well, it kind of is, but I got a question about index funds. Back, you know, a few months ago before the stock market started to really take a dive, I took converted or, you know, changed my my retirement plan. I've got a 401k, and I put half of it in the Vanguard 500. And I'm just curious to know what your comments are on that. Was that a wise decision now that the stock market is really taking a dive and it's likely to go lower?
Such a great question, Mike. So I guess there's kind of two questions within your question without maybe you knowing it. Index funds, let's just quickly address what those are. So index funds tend to be cheaper investments than a traditionally actively managed mutual fund because the index fund is just trying to mimic an index. In the case of your example, the Vanguard S&P 500 is trying to mimic the S&P 500. So there's not a lot of, you know, active portfolio management going on there. They just own the 500 largest U.S. domiciled corporations. So cheaper, but not necessarily conservative, right? Or aggressive. It's just different. I just don't pay as expensive an internal cost because I am owning an index. Now, there's all kinds of empirical evidence as to why index funds are good and better than active management, but whole separate topic. What you're asking is, was it good for me to put my money into an index fund that mimics, you know, 500 U.S. corporations? Well, Mike, that depends. I hate to give you this response, but that depends on your age and risk tolerance and income needs in the future and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I would say to you, kudos, index funds are cheaper, and there's good empirical evidence for why you should use index funds. But should you be in a all-stock index fund? I don't know. I can't answer that. I would caution you around making major changes now, right? Because the worst time to make major changes is at what we call inflection points or stressor points in the market. But you're asking a great question, and you may want to meet with an advisor to kind of talk about your options.
Great call, Mike. Thank you. And, of course, don't forget we do this each and every Thursday morning right at 8 a.m. You can call in then as well. Ever have questions, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. We'll talk about reasons why a backdoor Roth might not make sense. We'll also do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Just moments away from our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. Stand by, we'll get the question for you in just a moment. But before the break, Malia mentioned reasons why a Roth IRA may make sense. CJ, what about reasons why they may not make sense?
Yeah, I'll make this quick, but we've been talking about Roths. I mean, it's all about your present kind of marginal income tax bracket as compared to what you expect your future marginal income tax bracket to be. So said another way, there is no way to know which one is better. If anybody comes to a cocktail party and says to you, Roths are better or traditionals are better all the time, just say to them, wow, I didn't know that you know the future. That's incredible. So there is no way to know. It's really an educated guess. Now, there are good ways to go about educated guesses, which a good advisor can help you with. The other thing I'd say is we didn't get deep into backdoor Roth IRA contributions. So a backdoor Roth is where you can potentially convert. Sometimes that's called a backdoor Roth. But a backdoor Roth IRA contribution, we won't get deep into it today, but it's the concept of a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution with an immediate conversion thereafter. If that's something you want to learn more about, you can call our office and we can tell you, or you can talk to your financial advisor. But those are different. Those are different than just a Roth conversion. But there's a lot of things to know.
Another reason we'll run into that person at a cocktail party is because if that person existed, they would own a chain of islands somewhere and you'd never see them because they would not need to be mingling.
They would have a really nice crystal ball that they could see deep into the future.
They sure would. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Always great information. We always have a lot of fun with them as well. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always always catch up on the website, klossfinancial.com. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Of course, telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office here in Madison. You want to hold on to that number because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. If you are under 50 years old, how much can you contribute in total to a Roth 401k or traditional A22? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic weekend and we'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
These Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.